This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Podil urges equal healthcare access for all citizens and calls for enhancing opportunities to retain doctors in Nepal. US President Donald Trump pauses military aid to Ukraine and implements new tariffs on China, Mexico and Canada. And Gaza ceasefire stalls as Israel halts aid and proposes revised terms. Now the news in details. President Ramchandra Podil has stressed the importance of ensuring equal access to healthcare for all citizens in line with the spirit of the Constitution. Speaking at an event organized by the Nepal Medical Association, President Podil stressed the need to focus on improving healthcare quality and increasing access for every citizen. President Podil emphasized the nation's investment in producing skilled doctors, aligning with the constitutional spirit. Moreover, President Podil stressed that the Federal Democratic Republican Constitution guarantees basic needs like health and education, secure through the struggles and sacrifices of Nepali people. However, President Podil noted that many remote areas still lack adequate healthcare and called for urgent action to deploy skilled healthcare professionals nationwide. While acknowledging improvements in healthcare services, President Podil raised concerns over doctors leaving the country due to limited opportunities, urging relevant authorities to address the issue. Foreign Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deva has assured justice for Prakriti Lamsal, a Nepali student who died under mysterious circumstances at Kalinga Institute of Industrial Technology, KIIT University in Odisha, India. Minister Dr. Rana and Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak met Prakriti's grieving parents and relatives in Bhairava on Monday. They expressed condolences and reaffirmed their commitment to uncovering the truth and ensuring legal action against the guilty. Minister Dr. Rana revealed that she has been pursuing diplomatic efforts from the outset, including discussions last week with Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi and the state's Higher Education Minister. Likewise, Minister Rana urged a thorough investigation and safer conditions for Nepali students studying there, emphasizing that both she and the Home Minister would spare no effort in securing justice. The Odisha Chief Minister informed Minister Dr. Rana that the state has taken the case seriously, forming a high-level inquiry committee to investigate and ensure accountability. The Foreign Ministry and the Embassy in New Delhi are coordinating with Odisha authorities, university officials and Indian security agencies. Prakriti's death on 16th of February, followed by reports of mistreatment of Nepali students, prompted the diplomatic response. The National Innovation Center has successfully repaired 500 defective medical devices that were previously abandoned in federal hospitals due to a lack of maintenance. The repair work was initiated following an agreement signed between Minister for Health and Populations, Pradeep Podil, and Chairperson of the National Innovation Center, Dr. Mahabir Poon. So far, repairs have been completed in 10 federal hospitals. Engineer Umesh Kirati from the center mentioned that 661 devices were evaluated and repairs for 500 devices have been completed at a cost of 2.32 million rupees. The market value of the equipment was found to be approximately 243 million rupees, making the repair a cost-effective solution for the government. Minister Podil expressed gratitude towards the center for their cooperation and committed to continuing this partnership to improve healthcare services in the country. The Melamchi drinking water pipe has burst again in the Kathmandu Valley this morning, affecting the Thapathali area from the Thapathali Chowk to Norvik Hospital. Homes and shops in the affected area are waterlogged due to the burst and vehicular movement are disrupted. Chief Executive Director of Kathmandu Valley Drinking Water Limited, Ashok Kumar Podil, stated that the team is working to identify the cause of the burst and repair the pipe. Chief Executive Podil assured that water supply will be restored once repairs are completed. The incident comes just 3 weeks after a similar incident in Babarmahal, which caused public offices to close and led to road collapse. The pipe ruptured during excavation for underground electric wires. Kathmandu Valley Drinking Water Limited will investigate the Thapathali incident by forming a committee. The Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation has requested the Finance Ministry to ensure funds for expanding three airports in Karnali and Lumbini provinces. A total of 11 billion rupees has been demanded for the Surkhet and Jumla airports in Karnali and the Tarigaon airport in Dang Lumbini. Section officer at the Tourism Ministry, Prakash Pokhrel, stated that the Finance Ministry was asked to secure these funds. The Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal previously recommended acquiring land to increase airport capacity. The Council of Ministers decided to guarantee the financial resources yesterday. 5 billion rupees is needed for land acquisition for the Tarigaon airport expansion, 4.9 billion rupees for Surkhet and 400 million rupees for Jumla. Despite earlier plans for Karnali Airlines and other developments, air services have declined with only 4 flights per day from Surkhet to Kathmandu. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. The second phase of Gaza ceasefire was expected to begin, but it now appears to be stalled. According to the BBC, concerns are rising that fighting will resume, worsening conditions for Palestinians and endangering hostages held by Hamas. Israel, backed by the US, has introduced a new deal after the first phase ended. Similarly, Israel has also stopped humanitarian aid to Gaza until Hamas agrees. Egypt and Qatar, mediators in the talks, have accused Israel of violating international law by restricting food supplies. The original agreement allowed 600 aid trucks into Gaza daily. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged immediate assistance and a return to negotiations. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has proposed extending the ceasefire by 50 days in exchange for Hamas releasing hostages. Moreover, Hamas has rejected this move, calling it an attempt to avoid full negotiations. China and Canada have announced retaliatory actions as U.S. President Donald Trump's tariff on Canada, Mexico and China take effect. According to the BBC, Canada has imposed 25% tariffs on $150 billion worth of U.S. imports. China has announced 10 to 15% tariffs on U.S. agricultural imports and is targeting American firms. President Trump has doubled tariffs on Chinese imports to 20%, citing Beijing's failure to curb fentanyl exports to the USA. Trump stated that tariffs will push Canada and Mexico to take stricter measures against illegal drugs and migration. U.S. markets fell and Asian markets reacted with uncertainty over a possible trade war. Experts warn American consumers may face higher prices for several goods. In a different instance, U.S. President Donald Trump has paused military aid to Ukraine after a dispute with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. President Trump said aid will resume only if Kyiv commits to peace talks. A White House official told U.S. media that aid is under review to ensure it supports a solution. The decision came hours after U.S. President Trump accused Ukrainian President Zelensky of avoiding peace while relying on American support. The halt affects hundreds of millions of dollars in arms and ammunition, weakening Ukraine's defense against Russia. Experts warn Ukraine may struggle to hold its front lines without U.S. assistance. Before the pause, Washington planned to send $920 million monthly in military aid, up from $500 million in 2024. Indonesia's Energy Minister Bahlil Lahadalia has announced that Indonesia is set to launch over 20 energy projects worth $40 billion in 2025, aiming to boost domestic refining capacity. According to the Agence France-Presse, the initiatives, part of a broader plan to grow the economy and create jobs, include efforts to use coal to produce dimethyl ether, DME, as an alternative to imported liquefied petroleum gas, LPG. Indonesia, a major coal user and one of the top global emitters, is also working towards phasing out coal power by 2040 and achieving net zero emission by mid-century. The projects will be partially funded by the newly established Sovereign Wealth Fund, Danatara, with an initial $20 billion. The investments are expected to generate quality jobs, increase state revenue and spur economic growth. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology reported that westerly disturbance is partially influencing Nepal's weather. Currently, Karnali and Sudarpanchim provinces are experiencing partly to generally cloudy conditions, while Lumbini province has partial cloud cover. The rest of the country remains mostly clear. Light rainfall is occurring in few places in Sudarpanchim province with the possibility of continued light rain in some areas. Additionally, light snowfall is expected in high-altitude locations across Kosi, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudarpanchim Pashchim provinces, which may impact daily life, health and transportation. Authorities have issued precautionary measures in light of these conditions. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Porwal urges equal healthcare access for all citizens and calls for enhancing opportunities to retain doctors in Nepal. U.S. President Donald Trump pauses military aid to Ukraine and implements new tariffs on China, Mexico, and Canada. And Gaza ceasefire stalls as Israel halts aid and proposes revised terms. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 p.m. in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.